It's time for Blindly Obvious.
Blindly Obvious, it's clear as can.
The Blindly Obvious podcast is for information and entertainment purposes only. All views expressed on this show do not constitute professional advice. We make no representation or warranties regarding the accuracy, completeness, or applicability of the content we express. These are merely our opinions, and as such, we encourage everyone to form your own opinions.
Hello and welcome to Blindly Obvious. I'm Tyler, as always, with my co-host Jeff, and today we are on the conversation of the Grateful Dead. And no, I'm not talking about the music group. I'm talking about our love to kill people. And I don't care how you look at it, Jeff. I mean, any industry you want to point at across the world, you want to talk about big medicine, big war. I mean, insert whatever you want. We seem to have a love for killing people.
When would death be a good option for you? Like, you know, the Dr. Kevorkian, I'm going to call in the Suicide Squad, and they're going to... Can you say suicide?
Unalive Squad. There you go.
Gotcha. Okay, we'll call it. So you're going to call in the Unalive Squad.
Yeah. All right. Or just press a little button beside you. I get you.
Yeah, and they're going to assist you in termination.
Mm.
So when would that ever be a good idea? Like, is there something that could happen to you that you'd say, you know what, I'm done?
I guess on the surface, I would say maybe if I was in a state of, like, suffering and I was laying in a bed all day in agony, would maybe be a situation in which, like, I would say, hey, I'm ready to check out.
What about terminating somebody you love or you value?
That's tough, man. Have you noticed, though? It is always you who has to make that final decision. Even if you have a DNR or any of that type of stuff, It's always the family member that's got to make that final call to pull the plug.
They come in and say, okay, hey, you know,
there's nothing we can do. Like, we've done everything but tell you to go ahead and do it, but yet you still got to do it.
Yeah, they're incapacitated for whatever reason, and so someone has to be the authority.
No. I'm saying the medical professionals have given you their guidance and walked you all the way to the water and said, well, you should, reason A, B, C, D, E, F, and G. Here's all the reasons why you should take your family member off life support, but you got to do it.
No, I thought we were saying the same thing. I thought you meant the person who made the DNR can't now say, yeah, unplug me.
Oh, yes, that too.
In their stead, knowing with their wishes, you're gonna do what they wanted.
Mm.
Here's my thing. I would never get plugged into the machine in the first place. How about that?
All right.
That's me, though. But yeah, I get that's you. A whole other conversation.
You're a different cat. So that is tough, though, man, because I think we don't look at it this way. But if we took a step back and said, are we playing God?
Yeah, I think we are.
Are we trying to decide some things that maybe aren't up to us?
I think we decide not only who will live, we're also deciding who's going to die so that person can live.
Mm. Yeah. You know, there is a lot of that. Like, you know, maybe there was nothing we could do for you because you have a good organ that somebody else with much more money has.
Yeah, there's the organ...
Or is in need of, I mean, excuse me.
The organ trade. We know about human trafficking. Do we know about the organ trade, the illegal organ trade going on?
I would just like to remind everybody that they do not take organs for transplants from dead people. I just want to throw that out there. That's never been done.
Right.
So...
They need living tissue.
Man, that's so tough to separate from the... A, who would want to think that that's happening? Because that's so nefarious and evil. B, who would not want to... if I'm done with these and I can no longer use them and my time is up, why would I not want to help somebody else if I could?
It's such a war of narratives.
Yes.
That we...
Yes. You just pick your one you like. Yeah, you lean into
it. We prefer. Right. Mm-hmm. We prefer. And it's like this whole issue of pro-life, pro-choice. I don't think that we all value life.
Yeah. I mean, maybe to some extent you're correct.
I watched a woman, two black women, talking about pro-life, pro-choice. 20 minutes into the conversation, the pro-choice woman loses the argument, can see she's losing, and the pro-life woman uses her own words against her, and she says, you want to abort children in foster care because you're afraid they'd get molested. And you know what the other woman did, the pro-choice woman did?
Hmm.
She says, that's not the point. And then she just decks her in the face twice. She has to go to the hospital to get stitches. She lost the argument.
Yeah, but like, look how obviously she lost.
And what I would have said to the pro-life woman is, hey, look, if you've got a person who's already justifying the murder of people, this conversation is already on the ropes of in trouble, because if she doesn't value innocent children, she doesn't value you.
Now, hold on. Was the person saying people who would otherwise be born into the foster care system should be aborted, or people who were already in it should be murdered?
No, her main point was, we need to have abortion because I'm not going to stop having sex, and you want me to put the child up for adoption, okay, where they're going to go into a system where they might be molested or trafficked, and that's just that's not justice, and that's blah. You know what? We should abort those children because they're not wanted.
Or just like make responsible
choices. That's what she was saying. That's what one was saying. The other one's saying, no, it is, I have my sexuality. I want to go have sex and blah, 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 blah. And it's like, you got to be kidding me. No, She doesn't value life. Your problem is you do. So that's the tension that we have.
Yeah.
The impasse that we are experiencing, and I don't care, you can talk about it from a pro-life, pro-choice situation, or the wars happening, or the genocide happening over the pond. That's quite frankly going to happen here. It already is genocide now in America. It's just in the womb. So who cares, right? Oh no, you care. But
yeah, I mean, I get your point. I think people see it as less than murder at this point.
You don't because you don't hear the child crying,
right?
You don't hear the screams. If I made you sit down and watch an actual abortion and you could see in real time watching them rip that child apart
would be for it.
Oh my gosh, dude.
No doubt. I mean, okay, I can't say nobody would. You'd still have some people most would that are would not be.
I don't want to project onto the woman that was in that interview, but you'd have some who'd say, I don't care.
Yeah. I mean, you would. You're right.
And that's our real issue. We have
Couldn't we say, honestly, this Charlie Kirk thing, if nothing else, all of the speculation aside, was there not a test to see exactly what you just explained? The, like, if you were rational and reasonable in any way, shape, or form, which I honestly still think most people are. I really do. To the extent of, to celebrate the murder of someone else. Wasn't that kind of the test?
Isn't that what pro-choice is? The celebration of the murder of children? Are children not people?
At its core, yes, it is.
What percentage of us are for the murder of children? I bet you, I guarantee you that the majority of Americans are for abortion.
Oh, I disagree.
So you're telling, you believe that a minority has been able to convince America. I'm going to have to find the stats now.
Yes, I do. I do believe a minority has been able to convince America through. And here's how they've done it. They have made there is none in my opinion, but they've made a distinguishment between a baby in the womb that they call a fetus and a baby outside the womb in which they call a child. That's how they've done it. Is there a difference? Heck no. If you put a cake in the oven and you take it out of the oven halfway through baking and sit it on your stove, is it still a cake? Yes. It's a great analogy because it's still a cake, man. You just didn't let the cake bake all the way through.
Are you ready for this?
Yes. I bet you there's people who are pro-choice, and then there's going to be just in case of special exceptions when somebody's at risk. Uh-huh. Let's hear the difference between those two numbers.
I don't have that broke down that way, but I have this because, you know, it always depends on how you ask the question. But
No doubt.
43% of Americans, according to a Gallup poll. So it's a Gallup. It's a pretty reputable organization.
And this is from when?
From 2025, according to June 2025.
Okay.
43% identify as pro-life.
43?
Yep.
All right. So it's actually 57% in favor of pro-choice.
Pro-death.
Now, I would be interested to know, like you said, you can't see how many of those people are in favor of this and these special exemptions.
Sure. Oh, no, listen, even the special exemptions are simply a tiptoe to the same thing I said.
Oh, yeah.
They value their whatever more than life. And that's what I'm trying to tell you. That you
everybody has their own specific thing.
Whatever
you're saying,
it is,
that they value more than life
sex,
itself.
It could be their freedom. It could be whatever.
Religious advancement.
It could be the economy. It could be
money in general.
It could be teddy bears. It doesn't even have to make sense. Sure. Whatever it is,
they have a motivator that's stronger than life.
Yes, and I think that is the impasse we have today in America. Is that there are people.
Dang,
who will
man.
Just it's ugly,
sad.
Isn't it? It's one of those things you don't want to acknowledge because it's so evil.
But it's so simple to fix. Like, if you just valued life, all of this stuff would stop. It really would. Because like I said, you couldn't look at any of the situations in which genocide's going on if you valued life and say, oh, well, that's okay because I'm, you know, I'm pro this, so it's good that that's happening. No, you would just say, wow, dude, innocent people are being killed. That's wrong and it should be brought to a stop. I don't care what they believe in, what they do, what they think. They're innocent people being murdered. Case closed.
What's harder to move? Change. The weather or the human heart?
Oh, at this point, definitely the human heart. The weather can be moved and changed pretty easily at this point.
The disciples marveled when Jesus calmed the storm, when he could say, peace, be still. But he couldn't always move people to do the right thing. He could give you an option.
And that's still true today, huh?
It is. It absolutely is.
People ultimately cannot be moved to do the right. That's kind of like the old analogy, you can lead a horse to water but can't make it drink kind of thing.
Right, right. And for you, it's so simple because you have a value system that they do not. And until they have it, they will not find the will or the want to save that child.
I guess, though, I can say this, though, from being on the other side of the value system. Like, I didn't always have this opinion and viewpoint. You know, you have the group of people who are like, you can come in here at any time, all the way up to the ninth month. If you just don't want to have your baby anymore, who cares? I don't think that's most people in that category. I think most people fall under this category. Well, if there's, you know, an emergency situation, there's high risk, all those things, right? The mother's in danger. I was on that side of the fence. And then you start to realize exactly what you just said, that all that does is tiptoe into the next phase. Because who decides, oh, the mother's life's at risk? Well, is it really? How do you decide? It's like, it's kind of like insurance, man, right? Like, well, let me look within the parameters of my contract and see where the loophole is that I can make a claim.
Okay, let's pretend that we're America and we actually have values and that we actually value children in the womb and out of the womb. Mother has I don't know what the names are for the dangerous pregnancies.
Sure.
But she goes in for an operation.
Nonetheless, high risk.
The doctor has to decide. They got to save the child or the mother. Like, one of them's going to die. Now, in our medical system, if you didn't know, they're going to try and save both.
Exactly.
Okay.
That's where this argument failed for me, is that's what I came to was the, well, wait a minute. When in any situation before now, have we not tried to save both lives?
If they had to pick, they're going to save probably the mother because the one that's at greatest risk is the child. The one that's not going to make it will be the child, not the mother.
Sure.
The only reason why the mother is at risk is because if she were to go to full term, it would be dangerous for the mother and the child.
Mm-hmm.
But if there's an impasse where
they've made the determination that we can't allow you to go full term.
Right. They're going to take the child early from the mother and try and put it in the NICU unit and see if it makes it.
Sure. I just don't understand.
Mom still lives.
Why would that not be the answer? That's just common sense.
Well, it is. It's the answer still today, by the way. if you're a pro-life mother who refuses to have an abortion, that's exactly what's done.
Sure. We're gonna take the baby because we've deemed it unsafe for you and the child, and we're going to make our best efforts to save the child.
Both of you.
And you.
Yeah, both of you, not one of you.
Now, does that mean every time both are going to be saved? It doesn't. It doesn't mean that. But why would we not try? And let's flip it around. When you're incentivized to have the terminated pregnancy, meaning like, hey, what happens here with aborted fetal cells and all that stuff? Where does all that go?
Their blood, the umbilical cord,
yeah.
The placenta,
and
the brain, the
body.
And I think
if you research into that, there is a lot of money.
Organ donation.
Yes. A lot of money in that.
Collagen.
So
stem cell research.
So is the incentive really in we're looking out for you? Or is the incentive in we're looking out for more money?
I hate to put it in these terms, but what you've got is an industry who is making money vampirically. We all know vampires are monsters. Vampirically on the lifeblood of literal children who are defending it by saying they're trying to take away your rights. No, that we're trying to defend the life of children and take away your bankroll that you're making money on these kids. These
and dead the crazy
children.
Thing is, man, it's not like this is new. It's an ancient practice, maybe new methods in which it's being carried out. Ancient practice. All throughout the Bible, there's stories of what? Child sacrifice? Do they do that? Give the kids over to the fake gods?
So is it because of ignorance, or is it something diabolical?
Well, I mean, it's clearly something diabolical, but then that diabolical nature is used upon general ignorance. And my goodness, I was once ignorant, right? I was the same person. I bought the same story. Well, of course we would want the mother to be safe if she was at high risk. Why would we not? There was always going to be an attempt to save her life no matter what.
So what's it do to you to think that in America, in regard to this issue, and even back to the one that you first brought up, because genocide's genocide.
Yes.
I don't care.
That's what I hate to, I hate to limit it to this industry. Now, this makes the most sense in America because this is the biggest industry form in America.
Well, and also every nation follows us. Everyone's
Correct.
Looking to us about what to be.
You well, not know, only do they follow us, but we fund them.
Right.
So,
right,
yes.
Right. Fair.
Even if you don't want to follow, you're going to get in line or you're going to get out of the checkbook, right?
What was wild is this interview, and I'll post it in the thing. This interview with this pro-life, pro-choice duet going on, the discussion topic was abort children who are already born. She was for that.
And that's, what is that called, infanticide?
Infanticide, well, yeah. I can't
oh
remember.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, she's for that because in her view, those kids don't have value. Those kids don't have purpose. They're not wanted.
And I'm telling you, most people would see that right now. They could even be more on the pro-choice spectrum, right? And they would say, that is crazy. I would never stand for that.
So the world leader in value system is America.
Mm-hmm.
So 57% of Americans are for genocide.
Hmm. Dang. And then we wonder why across the world we see genocide.
I mean, this is not just correlational, this is causation.
Sure. But you're right. If we are the example, we lead the way, and we say, well, sure, we just murder our children, and then who cares? This has been Blindly Obvious. You can visit our website at www.blindlyobvious.com, where you can catch up on past episodes, as well as learn a little bit about us. We are so happy that you're here, and hope these are just the conversations you've been looking for. Peace, love, and God bless. If you like what you've heard, please subscribe and share the word. And remember, eyes mean nothing if the mind is blind.
We're walking past the sign each day, in little things missed along the way, the symbols hidden in glamour's light, blindly obvious, but out of sight. Misdirection, the magician's lie, a trick so good you don't ask why. The truth, it sits with open arms, but we fool ourselves with deception's charm. Blindly obvious, it's clear as can be. back to you. See it. The roads lead back.